On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Welcome to the Unforced Errors podcast. Is it possible that the Las Vegas Golden Knights have been killed dead 6 months before they dropped the puck on their first season? Good Monday afternoon to you. Matt Robinson along with you, as always, on the Unforced Errors podcast. This is number 48. Some pretty big news in the world of sports today. As it becomes official, the Oakland Raiders are leaving for Las Vegas. Isn't everybody? News came down today. Vote was 31-1. For the NFL Board of Governors to approve that move, as Davis will uproot his team from Oakland and plop them down into Las Vegas. Won't spend a whole bunch of time tying into the hockey part of this, but it is interesting that Las Vegas was a place kind of, I won't say targeted, but that was intriguing to the National Hockey League because it was one of the biggest cities in North America without a professional sports team. So we figure, hey, we get in there first, maybe we can establish a fan base. When you think Las Vegas, like a lot of these cities, you don't necessarily think hockey first. You're not thinking hockey first in Arizona. You're not thinking hockey first in San Jose. It's funny to use those two markets as an example, since San Jose has done a very good job of carving themselves out a hockey market, a hockey fan base, and are very healthy. Arizona, not so much. But the NHL thinks, if we get in there first, maybe we got a shot at doing it what San Jose has done. They just became back page news. As I mentioned in the opening, the Golden Knights will drop the puck in October on their first season in Las Vegas. Expansion draft coming in June, all these sorts of things. Any kind of hype that they might have been generating, I don't want to overplay it. I'm sure they'll still do okay here for the first season or two. But the city of Vegas was just told the NFL's coming. Possibly in 2019, more likely in 2020. We'll get into that in a second. Are some of these corporations, hotels, regular Joes now thinking, you know what? I was kind of interested in this hockey thing. We don't have pro sports here. I was willing to give that a chance. The NFL's coming? Yeah, I might just wait. I'll wait and invest my money in that in a couple of years. Only time will tell whether or not that's going to be the case or not. But that would be my bet in the American Southwest. They'll wait on their football. As we get into the football side of it a little more directly, a little more specifically, this has been coming for a while. The Raiders have been battling with the city of Oakland in terms of, I mean, anyone who knows anything about either Major League Baseball or the NFL knows that Oakland Coliseum is a hole. It is not suitable for either team in 2017, and the fact that they both play there really makes it untenable. They needed a new stadium, or they needed massive renovations to what's there right now. And you don't see too much of this anymore, where baseball teams and football teams are splitting stadiums. The sight lines are completely different. Touching on a little bit closer to home, some of you remember what it was like when when the Blue Jays moved into Exhibition Stadium, which was the home of the Toronto Argonauts, you're kind of looking to your left down at home plate because it's set up like a rectangular football field, you know, and so the seats are all kind of pointed out of whack. It even carried on later on for the Argonauts and the Blue Jays. Baseball field's way bigger, you know, it was designed to be good for everything, but it's not great for anything. You're sitting way too far away for a football game, even with a Canadian-sized field, which is bigger than the American field. So it wasn't a perfect situation in the stadium that they had. It was far from perfect. And they gone back and forth. And at one point, it looked like the deal with Vegas was going to fall through. And so the Raiders come back, and the city of Oakland, according to a couple of reports that I've read, said, you no longer have any leverage. And I've seen a few numbers thrown around, some as high as tripled. The city of Oakland tried to triple the rent that the Raiders were paying at Oakland Coliseum. I don't know if that's true. I tend to believe that number was a little bit lower than tripled, but they all of a sudden noticed that they felt like at that time they had the momentum back. The city had all the leverage and they threw it in the Raiders' face. And people don't like when you do that. You kind of go, I got to put up with this for a little while, but at some point I'm going to shove this right back up your ass. And that's what happened here. Now the fans are getting screwed. Fans of the Oakland Raiders really don't have anything to do with this. I wanted to touch on a couple of reports I saw. People, I don't think people understand how long this is going to take. Even some reporters that I've read are saying, you know, because Mark Davis today of the Raiders said, if you want, we're staying in Oakland for at least this year, the 2017 season, and the 2018 season. If you have already put down a deposit for 2017 season tickets, we will give you your money back. And so you see some people who are supposed to be informed reporters going, or what? As opposed to just stealing their money? You're not stealing their money. You're still going to play there. You can be as mad as you want, but it's not stealing. It's stealing if they up and move to Las Vegas this year and keep your season ticket money for this year. You are no longer providing them the product that you sold them. That's stealing. You are still going to provide the product this year, but you are acknowledging the fact that they're pissed off at you and they may want their money back. And they've opened the door to that. Say what you want about this move. That's a classy thing to do. That's a classy way to handle it. I don't necessarily side with the Raiders. I don't side with anything that the National Football League does. But it sounds like the city overplayed their hand here as well. And instead of taking it out on the fans, they have said, come get your money back. If you don't want it. Now, there will be a pile of people who have been longtime fans. They're still pissed off, but they're still going to want to see this for another couple of years. If they love it, they'll still support it until it leaves. They're going to be called the Oakland Raiders until they leave. No word yet on whether they'll become the Las Vegas Raiders or something completely different. But for the time being, that's the Oakland Raiders. They're still going to play in that Coliseum for at least two more years. So to have supposed informed people trying to inform other people of stuff like they had no choice but to refund the money is crap. It's not stealing because you're still providing the product. You're just acknowledging the fact that maybe people don't want the product anymore. And instead of keeping it, which they absolutely had the right to do, they have opened the door to say, come get your money back if you want to. And there will be people who take advantage of that, and there'll be people who say, no, I still want to watch this. I'm still an NFL fan. I'm still a Raiders fan, whatever it might be. I'm keeping my tickets. So an interesting note there, and if you see it floating around, understand what's actually happening there and that they did not have to do that. And that in a shitstorm of classless things happening here on both sides, that was a classy thing to do. It was the right thing to do. At that point, it's up to the fans on whether or not they want to acknowledge it or not. Interesting to see that there are a couple of things blowing around here. One is that due to the lease, I guess, and really the stadium that they're going to build in Las Vegas, it's going to be brand new. It's going to be top end. It's going to have training facilities. The whole thing is going to be outstanding. You know, all the new technological things that do not exist at the Oakland Coliseum will absolutely exist in a brand new stadium in Las Vegas. That's going to take some time to build. It's not there yet. There's not a ready-made stadium, which would have made this whole thing a lot less awkward. You tell your fans, hey, we're going to Vegas, and then you just go to Vegas. Well, there's no stadium there yet. When the Rams decided they were moving to Los Angeles, they just said, yeah, we're going to Los Angeles, and moved right into the stadium. It's still a shit thing to do. In this situation, you got to stay in Oakland for at least another 2 years. Most of the reports I've read seem to suggest that the stadium will not be ready until 2020. The city and the team have only agreed as far as 2018 to allow the Raiders to continue to play there. I believe that's a lease issue. Now, we'll see how things go over the next 2 years. But what if the city decides out of spite, or frankly, out of consideration to the Oakland Athletics, to the baseball team, we don't want you to play here in 2019. There are some things we can do, some renovations to make this better for a baseball franchise that is staying here. Maybe they decide not to let the Raiders back in. Maybe for the next two seasons, while they are stuck playing there, it's so horribly hostile that they don't want to do it anymore. The fans are booing, or people aren't showing up, or whatever might be the case. They don't want to play in Oakland for the 2019 season. Because I feel like the city would be foolish to not allow it for 2019, simply because you do have this stadium and you can add this number of dates to it, right? Where you can still make some money on people coming in for one more NFL season, even if they know that the team is leaving and it will be their final season there. There's still some money to be made, and you kind of cut off your nose to spite your own face. So I don't think it's overly likely that the city gives them the boot. I do think it's possible that the team finds this to be an untenable situation and they don't want to do it for an extra season, especially one that will be for sure concrete the last one. So now you're looking at a neutral site. You know, do you end up with another team in LA for one season? Is there, granted, much too small and not really suitable for the NFL, is there a stadium somewhere in Nevada? Big enough, you know, it hosts a football team, a college football team. You know, could you do a season there? There's a lot of unanswered questions around that 2019 season, and that's the problem with announcing a move like this. Now, they kind of work in concert. We're not going to start building a stadium till you say you're coming, but we don't really want to say we're coming until you have a stadium for us, because we're kind of in a bad place here for a couple of years, right? The whole thing is really interesting. We're not going to spend a ton of time on this. This was just kind of a quick hit show. The other thing, though, that is being discussed a little bit, and I think it's pretty relevant, is in the last 14 months, just over a calendar year, three teams have moved. 10% of your franchises have relocated. When you look at St. Louis moving to Los Angeles, San Diego moving to Los Angeles, and now Oakland moving to Las Vegas. Man, a lot of circulating going on in California. And that doesn't even count the fact that essentially the 49ers moved out of San Francisco to Santa Clara. Now, it's still in the same general area, same part of the country, but it's not close. Like, it's not any more convenient for fans of San Francisco. They got a beautiful new stadium out of it. But that's really not San Francisco anymore. So you've moved four franchises here. When you already deal with the bigger shitstorm than any other league in pro sports when it comes to guys getting into legal trouble in the offseason, domestic abuse, having a shitheel of a commissioner, that seems to be a common theme, eh? In Goodell, you're really playing with fans' level of trust here, willingness to engage and invest in your product. Fans in Jacksonville are still nervous that their team is not there for the long haul. There's been plenty of talk on some places they could go, including London, England, if you can believe it. The Buffalo Bills, Their fans have been teased for a while. There was some stuff going on in Toronto that has since ceased, but I don't think anyone feels like that's, Pegula has stepped in there and kind of stabilized things, but that fan base has been through hell. You have three franchises, and like I said, essentially four that already have moved, and you have all kinds of legal things. At what point do you feel like shit wearing the jersey of a guy that you found out this weekend beat the hell out of his wife? So these are different issues, but there's a couple of different places here where the league is really testing its fans' loyalty. Really testing their trust. How much money and time and pride am I willing to put into something like this when it could blow up in my face in a few different ways here any minute now? Really tough. Really tough. And especially when you look at it like I've phrased it here, that 10% of your teams have moved. That's a lot. In just over a year, it's a lot. I think the league is one of the more disgusting organizations in the United States right now, not just in sports. And I think some of these cities have overplayed their hand a little bit. And this is kind of what's happened in Oakland, and they've been bitten on the ass by it now. And it really is. It really is only the fans that pay the price. I don't know what attendance figures have been like in Oakland over the last couple of seasons. I know that that is an iconic brand. People recognize that logo, right? People know that Raiders logo. It's been a big deal for a long time. It's on all kinds of... You see people who don't give a shit about the team wearing the hat just because it looks cool. You know, that's kind of the level that it's reached in North American sports. I have a feeling we're going to see them become the Las Vegas Raiders just because it is so iconic. But it's taken a hit here. It's been abused a little bit. You know what? I was going to talk a little hockey on this one, but I think we're just going to leave that there. We got a couple of good shows coming up here. We have gotten a ton of traffic on last week's Tall Can Sports in regards to what's going on with the U.S. Women's National Hockey Team. And there's more to come on that, as there's rumors circulating around the National Hockey League that men will not attend the World Championships for USA Hockey in solidarity. Now, would anyone notice how many NHLers actually represent USA at the World Championships? Most of them seem to be not too interested. But we'll talk maybe on Tall Can Sports this week. Rob is back in studio with me on Tuesday, as we'll put together a new Tall Can Sports, a new audio whiplash. We'll touch on that a little bit, whether it would make a difference at all. But if you haven't had a chance to check that out, the most recent episode of Tall Can Sports, you can do so at tallcanaudio.com or in the archives on your favorite podcast app just by clicking on that Tall Can Audio logo. That's received a ton of attention and been a very well-received show, so thank you for that. Thank you for those of you who have helped us spread the word and shared it around a little bit. And so like I said, more to come this week. Stick around for that. But we're going to wrap this one up. That's been Unforced Errors. I'm Matt Robinson, and we'll see you later in the week.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.